Hello, my friend. How are you? This is Dr. KB Abraham, welcoming you to Life Changers radio program. My topic for today's broadcast is the response of the early church, the response of the early church. Although my interest is not to discuss Christian religion, I am astonished by the fact that a small minority of believers who gathered behind closed doors after Christ's death could make a such great change in the lives of people then that Christianity has become the largest religion in the world. What made impact was the response of the early Christians to the message of Christ. So that is our focus today, the response of the early church. One thing that motivated the disciples after Christ's death and resurrection was that Christ was truly alive and that he was not dead and gone. To prove to the disciples that he was alive, in chapter 1 of Acts of the Apostles and verse 3, we read that he proved himself through many infallible proofs. After his suffering, he showed himself to those men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Let me read to you one incident from Luke chapter 24 and verse 36, where Christ made it very clear that he was alive. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Not the sentence, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see." Those disciples were familiar with the feet of Jesus, having walked with him many miles over a period of 3 years. They were very familiar with his hands that performed many miracles. Christ was asking them to both see and handle him. He made it very clear that he was not a ghost. Their eyes were opened. He instructed them that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Did the early church respond to this commission? Yes, they did. The very first message of Peter, after they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, was what? Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, Peter again preaching, "Repent therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, again Paul speaking, "Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead." And in Acts chapter 26 and verse 20, Paul again now talking to King Agrippa, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not obedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and then to Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works befitting repentance." People had problem then and even now to repent and say sorry for their misdeeds. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you truly repented of something you did? When was the last time you repented over something that you said or did to a fellow human being? Let us not overlook this. It is true repentance that brings God's blessings in our lives. True repentance will call for humility. It is difficult to repent when we are very proud and are extremely defensive of our misdeeds. Christ's instructions to the disciples was to preach repentance. The response of the disciples was to respond by preaching repentance. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28 and verse 18, we read, "All authority has given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This came from the Lord. Now, let's look and see how these early believers took the message to all nations, just as Christ instructed. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Christ said, "When ye shall receive power, ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." From continuing to meet in synagogues for prayers, we find the early church moving out to homes, to community, to Jerusalem, and unto the ends of the earth. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, we find Peter and John still getting together at the temple to pray. It was at that temple gate that they healed the lame man. As we read the book, the Acts of the Apostles, early believers continue their ministry in Jerusalem until the end of the 7th chapter. When we come to the 8th chapter, their ministry has spread to Samaria. Before the 8th chapter ends, an Ethiopian is reached. In the 10th chapter, the gospel has reached to Caesarea, to the house of a Gentile by the name Cornelius. In the 11th chapter, the message has reached Antioch and Judea. In the 13th chapter, preaching is taking place in Cyprus and at Antioch in Pisidia. In chapter 14, the mission is at Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. In chapter 15, the ministry is in Syria. In chapter 16, the mission is in Philippi. In chapter 17, the mission is in Thessalonica, Berea, and Athens. In chapter 18, the mission is in Corinth. In chapter 19, the mission is in Ephesus. In chapter 20, the mission is in Greece, Troas, and Miletus. And when we come to the final chapter, 28, the mission is in Malta and Rome. Church history proves that the early believers continued to travel, reaching many nations. Mark to Egypt, Thomas to India, and the rest of the disciples to many other parts of the world. The ministry of these early believers to take the gospel to the ends of the earth did not go unchallenged. In many places they were beaten, severely injured, and many were even killed. Although these missionaries went through so much suffering, just as we read the account in Acts chapter 8 and verse 8, after Philip ministered in Samaria, there was great joy in that city. The mission of reaching the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ is still impressed upon the hearts of believers all over the world. Unbelievers would be skeptical about this glorious mission. When William Carey talked about going as a missionary to India from England in 1776, he was ridiculed as a miserable enthusiast. As a cobbler, he continued his trade, praying for the whole world in his little shop, until in 1793 he left for India and became the father of modern missions. One of the greatest men of history is John Wesley. Wesley and his brother Charles founded the Methodist Church. Wesley died in 1791. At the age of 86, he preached 100 sermons in 60 towns in 9 weeks. Wesley was well known for his statement, "I look upon the world as my parish." The mission of Christ has not gone unchallenged, but it has always survived the storms. The good news will continue to spread until every soul is reached, and then when Christ returns, until when Christ returns. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, we read, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." The response of the early church was to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. They did take the gospel to the world they knew. How do we fulfill the great commission of Christ? Does it bother us that people are not reached? Does it bother us that the suffering that we go through are because of the ungodly acts of people, and that change that Christ can bring in the hearts of people is the ultimate solution for our malady? Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments, and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address: Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.V. Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.